When we reached Andy LaBolle, it had already been a long day, and he snuck away from the rush to talk.
Yeah, we were popping. This is actually the busiest day since the day we opened, which is impressive. We're actually considered essential. We just had to basically go to mobile orders or curbside pickup only.
His company has used social media to communicate with customers, and it's begun to use an app that allows people to order and pay with their phones. West Plains Roasters is located on College Avenue in Cheney, not far from the Eastern Washington University campus.
Usually students are kind of your, you know, you're steady through the school year, but right now, since most of them are gone home, since the virus has kind of shut down most campus operations, we've really been benefiting from a lot of local support.
West Plains Roasters had only been in business a couple of months when the governor announced his stay-at-home order. LaBolle juggled but didn't lay off any staff. One employee stopped work for health reasons, three others are on reduced hours. When the federal program was announced, LaBolle began the application process with someone at Spokane Teachers Credit Union.
We basically followed up with him back and forth over the span of probably 6 hours of me compiling data, getting emails back and forth. And within probably 48 hours, we had everything submitted, and we were waiting at the door for the SBA to open up the second round of the Paycheck Protection Program.
That was a week ago. LaBolle has since learned his company will receive its loan.
This is a bridge, obviously, because no one knows what's next economically. I think what it really does for us is it allows us to know that while students are gone, which is a heavy part of business here in Cheney, that we're going to be able to keep our staff and be able to give them more hours.
LaBolle says the loan buys time for his business to grow. It provides coffee to seven locations in Spokane.
We're really trying to navigate what's next, both for our team and then what is next for our business as we are trying to figure out, you know, when do we get to have a lobby again? You know, what things are we going to keep? What things are we learning from this? How are we kind of sailing forward as we've learned new things and just figuring out how to better serve our community, especially in the sort of aftermath of whatever this brings.
He hopes to be able to add staff soon and looks forward to students returning to Cheney. And now we hear from another small business that has secured a loan through the Paycheck Protection Program. The Hope's Haven Animal Shelter is operated by the Benoit Humane Society in St. Mary's, Idaho. It's a no-kill shelter that has been closed to the public since the stay-at-home order was imposed by Governor Brad Little. Humane Society Board President Nancy Fitzgerald says the facility is still available, appointment only, to people wishing to adopt a pet.
It's been really a challenge to make it work, but all the animals are doing well, and we've got a number, all our puppies are gone. We had three litters of puppies.
It still has some adult dogs and cats and a few kittens, and they require care even though the facility is closed.
When the pandemic first hit, the first thing we did is said, okay, make sure we had enough medications and enough vaccines that we ordered from the companies we order from, enough for 2 months.
There's also food for the animals and all of the other expenses. It's a facility that runs on a tight margin. Fitzgerald says it lives off of private donations and $3,000 a year from Benoit County.
The only other income that we do have is our thrift store, which has been wonderful, but that has been shut down also.
The Humane Society had to lay off its employees. They're now collecting unemployment, though one person a day is coming in to care for the animals. The organization has had mixed success in applying for small business and PPP loans. It was shut out during the first round, but two applications later, working with a local bank, Fitzgerald learned last week that the shelter had secured a loan for an as-yet unspecified amount.
We will not get the full amount that we asked for, so I don't know what it's going to be. Anything is better than nothing.
It leaves the shelter in a still tenuous position. She hopes it will allow the organization to bring back its shelter employees and the two people who run the thrift store.
That we still owe money for medications and vaccinations and, of course, our utilities. This is a hardship on everybody. We're just keeping our head above water.
And relying on the kindness of donors. There's also the hope that the thrift store will soon be allowed to open its doors and revive that revenue stream. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.